acceptable.
How long are they? How long will it take?
One would be about 575 words, small font. Probably 650 on the second one.
Okay, if you can do it fast.
Absolutely. All right, buckle your seatbelts. This one is from the Keyes family. Dear board members, thank you for the opportunity to voice my concerns about the acceptance by your current administration of the demeaning actions of the assistant coach of the Brookings Harbor High girls basketball program. For the last 25 years, my husband and I have been advocates for many children in this community. We have tried to instill in our own children that they should always stand up for what is right and to help the underdog. That is why I am shocked and disgusted by the mishandling of the bullying, harassment, and demeaning behavior that my child and other students on the basketball team have endured as a result of the assistant basketball coach's behavior. We have trusted that all BHHS coaches are hired because they're qualified and will benefit the program. Coaches are entrusted to help our young athletes reach their highest potential by teaching them skills, building confidence, and helping the players learn to work together. They're also there to be a positive influence and act as mentors and role models for athletes. This coach has not exhibited these crucial qualities while he has been a part of the coaching staff at BHHS. Our daughter has been bullied, mocked, and degraded in front of her peers by this coach. When we brought this...
Okay, could you not name the title of the...
There's only one girl's assistant basketball coach, so you might as well name them.
One's tall, one's short.
Yeah.
So what should I say? It?
Coach.
It, coach.
Period.
It. All right, and where was I? We brought this to the attention of the athletic director and principal. My husband and I were told that coach had been spoken to and was asked to change his behavior. During the same meeting, we were told that if the bullying continued, coach would finish out the season, and coach's contract would not be renewed because his actions would not be tolerated. After this conversation, coach's bullying not only continued, but it escalated. I had been documenting the bullying and followed all school procedures as explained to me. When I received no written or verbal communication in regards to complaints that I had hand-delivered in the form of a formal letter to the superintendent, is it okay to say that? And mailed a copy of the same letter to the principal. After the superintendent had a chance to review the letter, my husband and I went in to speak with him in person. During that meeting, I showed the superintendent pictures of all the girls who had suffered as a result of the toxic program. I wanted these student athletes to be more than just names on paper. I wanted them to have a face and a voice. Some of these girls who had played basketball since they were 5 years old quit the program as a result of the verbal abuse and harassment. Our daughter has suffered the same verbal abuse. When I left the superintendent's office, I begged for his help. The superintendent told me that they had something in the works. At a later time, I was informed by a third party that this coach's contract had been renewed and he was also offered a contract for another sport. This was very surprising because after this meeting, I was never contacted, nor was my daughter asked to come forward and discuss what had happened to her and her teammates in regard to the bullying, harassment, and verbal abuse. Our students have been taught that they're representing Brookings Harbor High School with their actions on and off the court. The students at BHHS are taught that there is a zero tolerance for bullying and harassment and to come forward if they are a victim of bullying or if they witness to it. We hope that our students will stand up for others that have been bullied and may feel that their voices, we feel they may not be heard. Shouldn't coaches be held to the same standards? What message is the administration sending to students if they tolerate harassing behavior from a coach, a person of authority, who has authority over students? I know that I am not the only parent that has gone to the administration with complaints. This is not the first year parents, including us, have gone in with concerns. Our complaints have always been disregarded. As parents, we need to know that our children are safe with their coaches and that the administration will take any concerns that parents have with the sports program seriously. Our school district has the responsibility to follow the guidelines that have been outlined in the laws that have been passed by the state of Oregon. When I first voiced my concern, I wanted this coach to realize his negative behavior and take actions to better his coaching skills. He could have done this by taking coaching classes to help him better understand how his actions were negatively affecting our young women. I believe that the student athletes would benefit from counseling because their self-worth has been damaged. Since our concerns have gone unanswered for so long, I believe that a slap on the wrist and sending this coach to coaching classes is no longer an appropriate consequence. His contract should not be renewed for basketball or any other sport at BHHS. The lack of action on the part of the administration is also inexcusable. The messages they are sending to student athletes are that they don't have a voice, and even worse, they deserve to be abused. The other one's going to be longer.
So. Can you consolidate it at all?
I can paraphrase. Is that okay? Where's the doc? Is that okay if I paraphrase, Mom? Okay. This one has even more severity, and you'll find that out later in the letter. I'm writing to you in regards of the issues that surround the girls' high school basketball team this year. My daughter was on the JV team and was ridiculed tremendously by the coach. I would like to tell you our story. Our issues with this coach started last summer during summer ball. My daughters participated in the fundraising. They had some issues with sixth grade offspring of said coach being allowed to play. I thought that was okay because they were short. However, this continued on into the next year when we had JV players sitting on the bench while sixth graders got good playing time because dad was the coach. Let's see. A comment from a spectator at one of these games was posted on Facebook about the girls' playing time. My daughter responded that she didn't think she was supposed to be playing on a junior high team. She thought she'd signed up to play on a high school team. This enraged the coach, and from then on, her experience with basketball went downhill. She goes on to talk about the conflict that her daughter has been going through. She loves basketball, but she can't decide if she wants to stay in Brookings and be bullied by a coach or go to Del Norte and be bullied by kids. So they have a choice to make there as a family. She wanted me to talk about some comments that were made at practice to her daughter by this coach. Anytime a player would make a mistake, they would say, "You did a Joanna," or "That's a Joe thing," to name a few. It was always when people missed passes and did the wrong thing. She came home several times in tears. This has been very difficult for me to hear as a parent. You see, my daughter and her older sister, who was a senior on the team last year, have severe dyslexia. Both girls have auditory perceptions and are on 504s. Joanna also has an IEP and has some hearing loss due to severe ear infections when she was younger. I have told the schools and the coaches, and they are aware of these issues. She goes on to talk about bullying. She explained to me personally that some of these auditory and processing problems that her children have, they need to be talked to slowly and concisely. And as soon as his coach found that out, he started firing bullets at him to confuse him. Then he has an excuse not to play in her belief. I realize that this coach donates a lot of money to our school, but that does not give him the right to treat our children the way that he has. It isn't right for a person to hide behind their money and be able to get away with it. To me, that is very sad. This year, my youngest daughter had the same situation while playing on his AAU team. She was repeatedly talked down to. While in the restroom at a tournament, I overheard some younger players talking about how rude this coach is to certain players. They all said hands down that they would never play for him in high school if he's the coach. My daughter has said the same thing. Coaching is about building kids up, building their self-esteem, and pushing them to heights that they would not think that they were capable of. It is not about breaking spirits when these girls walk away thinking that they are not worthy of the game and constantly second-guessing themselves because they are not good enough. This is how these kids walk away feeling and thinking under this current program. I truly hope that you read this letter. I'm sorry if it's hard to follow. I'm jumping all over the place trying to get the major points in. The other point that I wanted to make as a parent, we were told that we no longer had a summer program, that it was all AAU, which is American Amateur Union, something that's a summer program. So we received a fundraising instruction letter, not on Brookings Harbor letterhead. It's got the Bruin, and it says the AAU Brookings High School basketball team. So we proceeded to raise funds under that guise that we were an AAU summer basketball program. However, in the process of getting my daughter registered to play on a real AAU team, I found there is no AAU team in Brookings, has not been for several years. Neither are either of the coaches certified under the AAU program. So I went to the district office and found that we did indeed do a fundraiser for girls AAU basketball. However, the gym is not being used by the AAU girls basketball. It's being used by Brookings basketball. So I called the AAU national office. They're very concerned that you have individuals raising money under a false name. You have a bank account set up as AAU when there is no AAU Brookings team. My issues would be insurance, travel. What happens if one of these coaches drives off a road with kids in there? It's not on your dime, and it's not on AAU dime. And they're not real happy, so I would be looking into that. So I appreciate your time. I hope you take them seriously and give the time and respect to these beautiful young women who'd like to talk.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. And next we have Sierra Friedman.
Can we add a speaker? Is that okay? He came in late.
Is it the same topic?
Yes, his daughter doesn't wish to speak anymore.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sierra Freeman. I went to Brookings Harbor High. I'm 20. I've been out of school for 2 years. I get nothing out of this. I'm here clearly for the sake of these girls. Sorry. Give me a mic. As a Brookings Harbor High School girls basketball player, I played all 4 years. I was a starter for the state championship that we went and played off for. We were the Elite Eight. During school, I started my freshman year when one of our coaches came into this area hoping for a great year, hoping for a great start. And there was nothing but ridicule. I was demeaned. I was called a trash player. My sophomore year, I was told I shouldn't shoot the ball. I got in trouble when I shot the ball. It was not something that they wanted me to do. Basketball is a sport that I've been playing since I was young. I've been coached by many people. I'm a coachable person. I went and played in college, and I actually got asked, why don't you shoot the ball? And you know, it didn't occur to me until then that I've been not shooting the ball for so many years because I learned that I get in trouble when I shoot the ball. And so when I brought this to mind, it's like I had to fight myself to shoot the ball. And as a basketball player, you get something like that, and that shouldn't be there. As I kept playing, I was made fun of by both of the coaches. They were both very sarcastic, demeaning. I mean, I have a list of things here I want to say. I just need to get it out. So as this problem grew, my parents stepped in. You know, this is enough. We want my kid to have a good playing a sport they really love. They want it to have fun. As they did that, it just got worse for me. The coaches only made it harder on me, constantly writing me about certain things, making fun of me. And it was got to the point where I was brought in with the AD at that time and the principal at that time and the coach, where I was cornered by all three men and told basically to be quiet, that what's going on is okay, and I'm blowing things out of proportion, basically. And of course, my father, being who he is, stepped in and said, you know, you don't question my daughter or interrogate my daughter without me present. I was 16 years old at the time. You know, this is something that has carried on with me since, you know, I'm here 20 years old, 2 years out of school, sitting here before you people trying to explain how hard this was for me. And I put it off for so long because I wanted it to be over. I wanted that part of my life to be closed. I wouldn't ever have to deal with it. But it carried on, and I kept hearing about it. Not just me. It wasn't just me. I wasn't a troubled child. I didn't have attitude problems, so I was claimed to be. That wasn't the problem. And seeing the girls that looked up to me go through the same things kills me. And if you know me at all, I am a strong person. If you see me play, you know how passionate I am. This is something that I look at, and sports are supposed to be fun. Our coaches are meant to help us, push us, be great people. This teaches us leadership and to be confident. And most of all, these 4 years that you get, I mean, they're supposed to be the funnest that you have. These are the times that, you know what, people look back and still, guess what, in high school I rocked, you know, kind of thing, that people still brag about. Well, I don't have that. All I can look back and I see this bullying and being demeaned because, for whatever reason, I was pointed out as somebody that was an attitude troubled child. And there are various things just that were just cruel. Like, when we went to state, they put the 4 seniors in the front page, blew up. But after our state playoff game, I got a concussion against Junction City, and I wasn't in that picture. Something that was broadcasted all over Brookings, look at what we've accomplished. And because I was hurt, which a 5-minute phone call, I could have been down there. I mean, stuff like that, you remember for the rest of your life. I mean, I wasn't a part of that, even though I was a part of that, I wasn't, in the viewers' eyes. I mean, you look on that front page and you look what these girls have done. I wasn't on there. And I can tell you for sure, certain, that I was one of the reasons why we went. I would just like, or hope, that you guys can see that not only, I'm not here for myself. I'm not here for a pity party. I just want something to be done. I don't want children, young adults who are growing, to be put down, bullied by 2 grown men like I was. And I hope that you guys can see that this is still a problem for me and for others as well. And for people to walk away from a sport that they love, that it's not okay.
Thank you, Sarah. David, for you.
I'm going to withstand seeing for a little bit.
Okay. Wilson?
Dick Wilson, 117 Tambark. I know that we've hired a new coach in basketball for the boys. And I'd really like to know how many people applied for this job. You know, I came here in February or March, first time I'd been here in 25 years since I taught. And I mentioned to you what I thought was going to happen, and it has happened. So could someone answer me how many coaches applied for the job, how many actually had an interview? See, all of our kids, we've got a good bunch of kids, and they should have the opportunity to have the best coaches possible. I have no idea of the qualifications of the new coach. Nothing's been said. So could someone answer my first 2 questions? Or is that permissible to ask a question? It's, does the school board know?
You speak and we listen.
And I get no answers. Is that correct? Okay, I get no answers. Then Mr. Wood was a coach here and was the best coach we've ever had, 28-0, principal. Was told he couldn't coach anymore because he was the principal. And I understand that being a problem. Then Mr. Young was the AD and coach for 2 years. Was told he couldn't coach anymore because he was the athletic director. So I think the new coach is also the athletic director. So there must be a policy on this. If there is, I would like to know, so I guess I'll be in the dark on that. The other question is, what does the kids do when they got a problem? Now, we just heard Sierra talking about this. Okay, they got a problem with the coach, they go to the athletic director. Uh-oh, same guy. Now who do they go to? So that's a problem. Again, I have no idea about the new coach. He could be the best coach in the country. But I did ask the school board specifically back in February or March and gave my opinion of what was going on. So I guess now I'm going to be a prophet.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson.
Actually, Elaine has the right to have your question answered. She's the board chair.
Well, they didn't want to answer it, so.
That's what the policy is.
Sounds like the federal government to me.
I'm Steve Young, 286 LMA. My daughter called me, said they're having a meeting here, and explained it to me. And she basically went through a lot of the same things that Sierra did with the same coaching. And it was very difficult for her to go through. She loved playing basketball. And I thought she was good at it. And playing time and everything, that's up to the coaches and all that. But, you know, the way they treat your children, belittle them. My daughter was afraid to tell me about it because if I was to talk to them about it, they would be harder on her. And it would be, and I don't want any other kids to be going through that. I think she finally quit. The last straw was her, somebody she knew that was going through cancer, having it being dealt with, and she had just found out about it. She was having a hard time. And the last straw was when that certain coach made a comment to her was, why are you so upset? You don't have cancer. And so what do you think that did to her? And it was somebody very close to her at that time. And so I get a phone call, and I end up picking her up, and she was done. And that was is one of the very few things that had happened to her. I wish she could tell you a lot of the things, but I know we were watching TV one night, and there was a college coach that was having charges brought up on him for the way he was treating his players on his college team. And I said, was he anything like that? And she said, oh yeah. So, if you can just please really look into it, you greatly appreciate it. And I really can't talk anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Can I jump in for a minute?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many are along this vein, but it seems to me like what we need to do is have an executive session.
Yeah,
that
I
would be the appropriate format for
yeah.
this, that we need to have somebody specifically do a request through the superintendent for a special board meeting, allow the employees to be there and respond and to take care of this in the
executive
session.
Well, it looks like, are all these requests pretty much the same?
Yeah.
They are. Okay. Does anyone have anything different to say than what we've already heard?
There's a lot of different stories, I know that.
Yeah, my daughter just went through it, so it's not, we're not talking a couple of years ago. We're talking.
This is a 6-year thing.
It just ended, you know, and she was a sophomore and she'll never play basketball. And you have somebody that's extremely confident, a raised confident kid. My oldest daughter works in the Naval Academy, second lieutenant in the Marines now. I have another son. Well, I have 3 other sons in the military, all working for the special arms, different branches. I have good kids. I have strong kids. And my daughter was pretty much destroyed by the experience. In many ways, her self-confidence. She's strong enough. She wrote her thing. She was going to come in here and present it to you guys. I was made aware of it. I mean, I knew the crying and all of that. But my feeling is if they don't want you, then, you know, you're not going to be there. I don't want her experiences in other sport to be tainted. I don't want her confidence to be ruined like it sounds like a lot of these girls have gone through. That's my role as a father. I tried presenting stuff before the school, and I was told it ended with the principal, and it ended there. I had coaches that had lied. It's a different sport. But it didn't matter, okay? The decision was made, and I have 2 boys that, you know, suffered the consequences. They're big enough to move on and get beyond it. The English teacher came up to me and mentioned she had read something in my daughter's journal. It was the journal, it was the date that she had played her last game on, where she was completely humiliated by the coach. I was going to read that to you today as well. The fact is that, you know, you've heard from some older students. They've talked about the experience. I heard the letter by Mrs. Keys. Sounds to me like this has been brought to people's attention. It's been ignored. And because of it, it's still going on. My purpose, my daughter's not going to play anymore. So I really don't care what you do. But I promise you that if another child doesn't handle it well and does something stupid, whether to herself or to somebody else, the vicarious liability is going to fall upon you. And I wanted to make sure that I brought that to your attention so that now it's in your court. Now you have to deal with it.
And I'm sorry, you are?
Peter Joyce. I live at 17170 Ocean Park Court, Bloomington.
I think we should be allowed them to. How does the board feel about hearing the rest of this, Brian?
The rest of the cards?
The rest of the cards, since they're all on the same subject.
I'm thinking we got a serious issue. If they feel like they want to talk, if we want to listen.
Yeah.
The more information we can pull in.
Yes.
I mean,
that's how I feel.
My feeling is that these are employees and that we are really crossing the line.
Yeah, we're crossing
the
line.
Well, I mean,
it's
no unfortunate that they're not here, and it's
the 2 people that aren't the accused are not here, and it's too bad that they weren't invited. Because they have a right to be here and hear this. That's part of their due process. And their due process rights are being abused right now.
I think the parents have a right to voice their opinion. So
that's what I was just getting.
Yes.
I have no problem showing up again and giving the same speech I just did.
Okay.
I think that's more in line with our policy. I don't think our policies allow, whether legitimate or not, allow complaints from the staff in the open forum.
In the open.
Can I make one point?
Go ahead.
What's being brought up here as well, and I think you're missing it, because it's not accusing anybody per se. I mean, that's being done. But the process is also being attacked. You know, this has been brought up before. This has been brought up over the years, and it's being ignored. And you don't need anybody here to defend themselves. That's your job.
Well,
I think we should get a list of all of the people who would like to come and make a statement in that meeting so that we can let everyone know when.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Some of these people who have these objections are young adults like this who don't have a voice, who don't want to stand up before those 2 men who caused this pain and do that, what I just did in front of all of you.
Because, I mean, most of those kids that are going through what I went through are in school, who can't say anything, who won't, because they're afraid that they're going to lose basketball altogether. I think you guys should seriously take that into account. You bring these two men into that room, into this room, things will change. No girls will want to stand up there and talk. These children are seriously afraid of these two men, of how much power they have over them. And I seriously think you guys should take that into account.
Well, I think we should go ahead and let everyone that's filled out the card have their 5 minutes, okay? Is that agreeable?
I can't agree with that. I think that we need to
We have to have them here. Okay. Then, if there are no other topics regarding anything other than the coaching, then we'll have to move on. Okay. Comments from the superintendent?
Okay.
This is a perfect time.
Excuse me. Could I still speak before you start?
It's their meeting.
Okay.
You fill out a card.
Yeah, but that's all right.
It's up to you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mr. Freeman. You'll be the last speaker.
Well, I just want, my name's David Freeman. I live at 14452 State Line Road, Brooklyn. I think Sierra brings up a big point that, there's a lot of things that were brought up in the past that's gone really unnoticed. I mean, and as she says, I have been before superintendent, and I have been before the athletic director, and I have been before the principal talk about the problems that we've had with the coaches. And pretty much everything fell on pretty much deaf ears. And the problem we have with that is every time we did something or tried to talk to somebody about it, it really came full circle, and it always was my child that paid for it. And that's the problem here. And if we can cure that, I think you'd have a lot better chance to take care of the problems that are here. But if there's nothing ever going to be done, then all these problems just keep building up until something really bad happens. And that's all I want to bring to the point. I mean, because you've already heard, I could say it over and over. My daughter came home crying every night after basketball. And the funniest thing is I know other people in town, and I hear the same thing. My daughter comes home, she's just bawling every night after basketball practice. You know, it's like, you know, I've been there, done that, I understand, I feel sorry for you, I don't know what I can do. This kind of came up, and I thought maybe I better say something because, yes, Sierra's gone, she doesn't have to deal with it anymore, but it's completely wrong that our school district has this problem and lets it keep occurring. And that's all I have to say.
I appreciate the comments about the complaint and the process. If there's a breakdown in the process of filing a complaint and having to move up the steps. But it's really important to understand that when the school board becomes involved, the process doesn't become, I went to the principal, I went to the superintendent, and now I'm going to come to a public meeting and air my complaint. The next step is an executive session with the school board. So if you're not happy with the response from the principal, you're not happy with the response from the superintendent, and you want to involve the school board, what that means is filing a complaint and setting up an executive session with the school board, not having a public meeting and going straight to that point. And that can be done through the school board chair directly, but not showing up in front of an audience, and that's the complaint step.
Yes, Aaron.
When we go and we talk to one of these principal, superintendent, AD, when you come in, isn't it a formal complaint that needs to be written up and sent to you guys? Isn't that supposed to happen?
According to state law, it is. Our policies do not follow state law.
Right.
I've looked. So yeah, we can talk about
this. I just wanted to bring that to light.
Okay. Now, let's turn this around. Pauline, I want to thank you for all your free time that you've come. This is something that our students have done for you, Mr. Sherignon's, Mr. Sherignon's class made this for you. And recognition of your service for us. Truly appreciate it. Truly appreciate all the time that you put in and the effort that you put in.
Thank you.
At this. And.
Thank you.
And a certificate. See if I can get this up and up. And a certificate of appreciation from Oregon School Boards Association.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And Brad, thank you very much for being part of the school board, taking your time, stopping in and talking to me, and all your contributions to the staff and to the school and to the kids, mainly the kids. Truly appreciate it. Your heart's always in the right place.
Oh, cool, a check from Don.
No, that's under that. That's under that.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay. That's it.
Okay, that's all you have. Okay, building reports. Any comments?
One comment. Okay. I just want to recognize the valiant efforts that Brian Winchester is doing. Getting those really cool vehicles for the district and stepping it up to the next level. I think that's really cool. I know your employee is just jacked on the new truck. He's all decking it out already. That's neat when you go to that level and get excited about something like that. So I just want to recognize Brian for doing a wonderful job.
I just wanted to comment on the Oaks testing scores, and particularly the seventh grade reading, which was astounding. Mm-hmm. And to congratulate the middle school on a really, really impressive number there.
Okay. Enrollment report, any comments? Brian?
Well, traditionally at the end of the year it drops off and then it builds back up. And looked at it, and it happened again this year, so we're not panicked. We're hoping for the best. Hoping for the best with kindergarten. We have how many so far?
102, I think.
102, so that puts us in a position to where we don't know if we're going to be needing another teacher in the fall or not, because we could easily go up to 125, easily. So that's exciting.
Another big class.
And I'll throw this in. This is a push across the state, and we are really looking into this. Don't know how we can fund it yet because the state will not fund it. It has to be grant funded. But the movement is to educate 4-year-olds at preschool. And the research shows that you get a lot for your effort when you do that. Half-day programs, probably 2.5 to 3 hour programs. We're really looking into that, and we're hoping in the future we can bring that to Perkins Harbor. And if there's a real need, and we can do nothing but help us.
Yeah.
Finance report. Don, do you have anything to add to the finance report?
No, but I have budget stuff later at the end.
Okay. Okay, now board business, accepting the letter of resignation of the BHHS language arts teacher.
Can I say something like this too? Because Ian has made great strides in the last couple of years, and I feel really good about where he's at today as a teacher. And getting picked up by the Eugene School District is really something. It's hard to get a job in Eugene. High demand. So that tells you something about the quality.
Okay. So can I get a motion?
Move to accept
Brett?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye. Okay, next is to accept the letter of resignation of Melody, the food service supervisor. Any comments?
We're really going to miss her.
Ditto.
She's going to be hard to replace.
She is going to be hard to replace. She's done such an outstanding job for the district over the last 20 plus years. She's got some big boots to be filled.
And she's been very gracious. We've offered a job to new for food service person and beginning the paperwork soon. And Melody is going to meet with her next week and spend 5 days with her training.
Although Melody is extremely happy she gets to play grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Okay, can I get a motion, please?
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Brian?
Brett?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye. And next we have personnel items. Do you want to go over them individually or do you want to do them all together?
I would move that we accept all of them.
All right.
Second.
Okay, Brian?
Brett?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye.
Now, was that actually hiring them or was that the motion to do what?
Hiring.
Hiring.
Okay, now we're extra duty contracts. And based on the citizen input, I think it would be a good idea to go into executive session regarding two individuals.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
For, at least for the contract for the boys head coach, I talked with Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Martindale on that. It's something that has come up with the board in the past with an administrator being a coach at the same time. And I had some questions on that. And when I spoke with them, they didn't realize that this had been submitted in the packet as the actual request for the extra duty contract. They just wanted to find out if it was possible for Mr. Gonzalez to be part of that pool, if the board would allow that. The interviews haven't taken place yet. The hiring hasn't been done yet.
And that would be separate from the other extra duty contracts.
So that this one would be pulled out.
We need to pull it, okay.
Right.
And
but just the question that would the board allow that position to also have the coaching position, given the fact that next year there's going to be a teacher who is stepping up into more of an administrative position, and it would not be just the two administrators. It's Mr. Gonzalez would be more the athletic director and then actually taking over a couple of classes, and then a teacher has been asked to step up into a special administrative assignment, basically in the dean position. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite the same situation, at least for me. That was really my sticking point with the last two, that I didn't want there to just be one administrator in the building and somebody leaving on the bus all the time. And so anyway, that was our conversation. But
okay.
I would, one comment. We're always going back to that, but yet there's nothing in writing. It was only hearsay that the principal couldn't coach. It was never administration. It was never, not that I heard, ever administration. It was the principal couldn't coach. Because it's a safety issue when the principal's gone out of the school at the end of the day on a basketball, whatever, it was unsafe. And I totally agree with that. I get that. But then it got to the next level, its administration, and now where does it stop? We keep going when somebody loves to do something, regardless who it is, they get told not to because of their title. Unless the district has that in writing, I don't see how it couldn't be enforced.
And there is no policy, and this is kind of some history that I bring along with me, that we actually made the decision as a board not to write it into policy, and that is when the extra duty contracts started coming before the board. So the idea was, we're not going to try to write a policy that covers every situation. We're just going to either approve or not approve each extra duty contract. And the board at the time, which is not the same, members have changed since right. that time. At the time, we had all made the agreement that we were not comfortable with that situation. So really, it is for each board to decide. There's nothing binding us to say if you're an administrator, then you cannot also be a coach or whatever extra duty contract there is. In fact, we talked about doing that. We talked about writing a policy that said, if you're an administrator, then you cannot have an extra duty contract. And OSBA wrote us up a sample policy and then said, we urge you not to do it because it's going to tie your hands so much. You might need somebody to be a title director or to, you know, all kinds of different extra duty contracts that administrators do. You don't want to just across the board say, you can't do both. And so that's what we adopted just as procedure, but not as policy. So the board isn't bound by that. It's what we decide to do. But that is my personal feeling, is that I am not comfortable with one of two administrators constantly leaving and having just one behind.
Well, I think we should remove this one and not approve it and just table it until we see what happens.
The one thing
by going, what you're saying is basically he has the opportunity to interview, but it's up to the next board
right.
whether to give him the position or not. Yeah.
And that's in a basically nutshell. What they were looking for.
Okay. Bob?
So, I guess in dealing with reality, the only opinion that matters here is Jamie's. She's the only one that's going to be here in a couple of months.
Well, you're going to
be
here.
I'll be here talking. I was not on the board when the discussions took place about the administrator. I never thought that made any sense. I think that if we've got administrators who have skills in areas that can help the schools, we should be using them. But that aside, are you asking that we approve all these or not?
I'm asking, this one was actually put in there for a discussion item on the top. The rest of the extra duty contracts, yes, putting in there for approval.
We're having to vote in the next 2 months. I was not having an objection to voting for that.
Yeah, that's what you're asking. But the other thing is so his category next year, he's going to be the dean of students and a teacher. So there is no administration word in there.
Athletic, but it's not administration.
He will be doing some administrative work. There's no doubt about that, but that is part of it.
But I'm just confused. It just keeps kind of trickling down. Who are we to say that he doesn't do a fine job? I agree with Bob. I think if somebody has something to offer, sports, music, robotics, and they're passionate what they do, go for it. Absolutely.
So just for clarity, we bring the extra duty contract to the board. They either vote for it or they don't.
Right. Table it for now until you've started the interview process.
Okay.
Okay.
All of them?
No,
just
the one.
Just the individuals. So make a motion.
I move to table the 2C1 extra duty contract.
Okay. And in regards to item 2C2, excuse me, wrong one, 2C6, I would like to go into executive session to discuss this based on tonight.
Do you want to remove that also, separate it out, and then vote on the rest of them? I think that would be...
Because
we can't go into executive session
without the person being
okay, then let's remove
so
this
pull
one.
Out and then
remove and table 2C6. And how soon do you want to do an executive session regarding this?
I would We'll work that out with the
new board
in the future. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have scheduling
by July 1.
Yeah. Got to be in the next 2 weeks if this board's going to vote on it.
I move to approve all the executed contracts except 2C1 and 2C6.
Okay. Second. Discussion? Any further? Okay. Brian?
Brad?
Nay.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Bob?
Aye.
Pauline?
Aye. Okay. Approve budget resolution ESD refund.
Summary
would be good, Don.
Okay, I'm going to give you all of them here real quick. So, the first one is the Berkman Harbor School District received $61,000 and some change from the Educational Service District as a refund of all the payments we've done in the past. I'd like to bring that money in to the general fund, then have the ability to increase our spending limit in the instructional area. We're going to use that money to buy classroom computers. One of the things we'd like to do. $61,275.60 is just a refund. The other one is the second one that we got. It is for the $31,777.88. When we did our bond refinance, what happened is when we issued the bonds, we needed to make some payments to companies like Moody's and other entities, but the proceeds from the bond were wired to the school district, and then we went ahead and paid these people, but we need to increase our spending authority so we can actually pay these people. So those are both money that we've received, and we just need to put in the proper spot. Any questions on those two? Those are the two easy ones.
Bob?
I move we approve the resolution for the ESD money and the loan to the general obligation bonds.
Okay. Any discussion? Questions?
Second.
Okay. Anybody?
No.
Brian?
Brad?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Pauline?
Aye. Okay.
And you want the other three? Or the other three are tied together.
The approved, the loan?
The loan.
Okay.
This is, I'll take credit for this, completely my fault. When I added up from our refinance on our bond and everything, I was short on our last loan by basically $1,389. So asking the board to increase our loan by $1,500 from the general fund that we did last time for $106,000 to go ahead and make sure that we can fulfill our bond payments. And then what I'll have to do for the next year's budget is instead of having $1 million reserved in the 310 fund for the ending fund balance at the end of next year, we now, I'm asking the board to do $850. Yes. So $1,500 short and give me $1,500 more spending authority in order to repay the additional loan.
Why were we short? I'm just curious.
Because somebody did the mathematics wrong. Oh. That was me. I added it up and then Dee went to do the payment and I looked at it and mom, you've got to be kidding me. So that was
okay.
I mishadded.
I move we approve the cleanup on guns.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, Brian.
Brad.
Aye.
Jamie.
Aye.
Bob.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
And then that brings us to the adopting the budget resolution.
Yes.
Because we have made a change. Anyone from the public would be able to comment on the change that we have made or ask questions before we would be allowed to approve the budget. So we should ask for, I can't ask for public input. Somebody could up there at the board, and then I'd be glad to answer any questions if anybody has questions.
Okay.
So we're required to
open it to the public.
Ask if they have questions on that part of the budget.
Should you come prepared to talk about the budget?
It's $1,500 to a bond that it's a loan to ourselves for a bond that the taxpayers have built the buildings.
Okay. Any objections?
Do we only ask them? Does anybody have comments?
Nobody had. Okay.
Nobody was told about it.
Make a motion to.
It was a date.
Do whatever Don just said.
I'm not repeating it.
Someone
needs to
Adopting the budget, there we go.
2F.
Yeah.
Okay.
2F1.
Okay. Brian?
Brett?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Okay. Comments? I have a comment about Melody. I just appreciate so much her summer programs for our kids with the lunches and breakfasts, how her budgets were always in the black, never in the red. And she's done a truly exceptional, outstanding job for the district. And I will miss her personally, and I know that many in the district will miss Melody.
I'm glad to see Mike Snyder back and getting healthier.
Okay, then we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
We didn't have anything to say this time.
I knew what was coming.
Sorry.
And I didn't want to distract from that. Because mine is on education. And everything that was said there. Retribution, the whole thing is what I've experienced. But the same thing we're going through there. And there is an avenue. I don't know if you have a contact with any of these people.
I do.
Yeah.
It's part of my duty. Well, I'm the president for the union here.
Okay.
I have many of them there.
You? Okay. But you're on the. On the coach's side.
No. I just represent. I'm
going to turn this off, so.
No. I just represent.
Okay.